This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. People who ordered a Valentine's Day bouquet this year may have noticed it came with a heftier price tag, and those who decided to shop last minute in a store for today's holiday may not be finding exactly what they want. Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports that is because supply chain problems have gotten to the florists, too.
Abigail McNamara is snipping the ends off of some pink and white blooms ahead of Valentine's Day. She's the owner of Bagels Florals in Albuquerque.
These will go in a lot of our bouquets.
Bouquets that cost a bit more this year.
For example, like my $30 offering went up to $40. My $100 offering is closer to $120.
But she says the price of wholesale flowers has gone up even more. For some of her staples, McNamara says she's paying double the pre-pandemic price.
My profit margin is a little lower than I like for Valentine's, but I've just raised my prices and I don't want to raise them again just for the holiday.
Broadly speaking, the pandemic has been good for the floral industry.
People seem very motivated to have fresh flowers in their lives.
Steve Dion with the trade organization CalFlowers says wedding cancellations were offset by people sending flowers to loved ones they couldn't see in person and buying flowers for themselves.
Whether that's just to beautify their home they're spending so much time in or they want them on their Zoom screens.
He says costs are also rising for things like fertilizer to grow the flowers, labor to harvest them, fuel to get them across the country or the world.
So their gross profit margin at farm level is not changing, but the prices have to be higher.
And other floral supplies, like foam and glassware, are also in short supply, says Crystal Vincent, owner of Dandelions Flowers in Eugene, Oregon.
We have a certain container that isn't even going to show up in time for Valentine's Day. So we just have to kind of scrap that design that we were going to make because we won't have the container.
Vincent says she has enough flowers to serve last-minute customers. But popular offerings like red roses are likely to sell out.
It's hard to guarantee what will be kind of left when the dust settles.
This year, she says stragglers can't afford to be picky. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.